The California Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could dramatically change the way amusement parks are regulated. It's an offshoot of a wrongful death lawsuit filed when a woman suffered a fatal brain injury after being on a ride at Disneyland. California's amusement park owners charged that a few lawyers are trying to take the thrill out of their rides, changing them from spine-tingling adventures into kiddie rides with all the zing of a merry-go-round. NPR's John McChesney reports.
This is not your father's roller coaster, the kind that mostly went up and down. True, those old rides could scare the hell out of you, but this kind of ride takes terror to new levels. This is the Accelerator at Knott's Berry Farm in Anaheim, California.
Countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2.
This reporter did not ride, but watched in awe as the car shot down the track, going from 0 to 83 miles an hour in 2.3 seconds. By comparison, fast car makers are happy if they can get from 0 to 60 in under 6 seconds. Then, the accelerator shoots straight up, 200 feet into the air. The cars go over a 90-degree turn at the top and plunge straight down at over 70 miles an hour. Most of the riders were very young, but Robbie Simons, in his 50s, rode with his wife and daughter.
It was excellent. I mean, awesome. Yeah, it was fun. Ask the kid. I mean,
she was cool. Was getting...
Robbie Simons says he read the warning sign at the gate and rode anyway.
Yeah, on the other side it says for if you've had heart attack or surgery or high blood pressure. It didn't say old or bald-headed, so I got on it.
The warning sign also says if you have back problems or are pregnant, you shouldn't ride either. Barry Novak is a lawyer who has sued several amusement park companies, including Knott's Berry Farm, alleging that these rides have injured, even killed, some passengers. He says visitors assume they'll be safe on the rides.
When you go on a river raft ride, you understand that you're at the mercy of nature. So there's a risk there. When a parent takes a child to an amusement park, they don't expect to be gambling with their child's health. They expect that the operator of the park would have worked out the design and safety features of the ride so that there's enough cushion that their child or they themselves are not going to be injured.
Novak says some riders risk injury because they have a condition they're unaware of. He represents the family of a woman who suffered a fatal brain hemorrhage after riding Disney's Indiana Jones Adventure in 2000. The suit contends that Christina Moreno was ill after getting off the ride, passed out later in her hotel room, and never regained consciousness and died a few months later.
There are somewhere between 3 to 6% of the general population that have asymptomatic, undiagnosed, and unknown, or unsuspected, I should say, cerebral aneurysms.
It's Novak's contention that the new high-speed roller coasters can cause blood vessel abnormalities to rupture, leading to what are called brain bleed injuries. He's trying to get California to classify amusement rides as common carriers, like planes and trains and buses, so they'd be held to a higher regulatory standard than now. Novak says that as common carriers, operators would have to warn riders of potential risks, such as brain damage and death. We asked Boyd Jensen, a lawyer who works with the amusement park industry, what he thought about classifying the rides as common carriers.
I think it would be a mistake. I think that the reason people go on trains and planes is not the reason they go on amusement park rides.
Jensen says passengers know that airline companies go out of their way to avoid turbulence, but on the other hand, they expect thrill rides to deliberately create turbulence. He says that every yard of roller coaster track is carefully tested before the ride is open to the public. Jensen said a ruling that reclassified rides as common carriers would be catastrophic to the industry.
Particularly if all of the rides have to be milquetoast rides and kiddie-type rides that don't create the kind of turbulence that people want to have.
The amusement park industry can point to some scientific support for its contention that the rides are reasonably safe. At the request of several members of Congress, the Brain Injury Association carried out a study and found that while roller coaster rides pose a health risk to some people, some of the time, the overwhelming majority of riders will suffer no ill effects. The risk of brain injury, the report says, lies in the rider and not the ride. Another independent study, funded by the National Institutes of Health, was carried out by Douglas Smith, an associate professor of neurosurgery at Pennsylvania University. He says that a few people have indeed had brain bleed injuries around the time of a roller coaster ride.
But it's important to note that a lot of people are walking around with aneurysms that they don't know about. And these can break open and hemorrhage at any time. They happen during sleep. It could be an exciting movie. On the roller coaster ride, we don't know, for instance, if the patients could have the bleed then simply from being excited and their blood pressure goes up. But there's really no evidence that the brain motions during a roller coaster are sufficient to disrupt even an aneurysm.
Smith says a pillow fight exerts more force on the brain than even the fastest, most twisted roller coaster ride.
I'd much rather see this attention be placed on the big guns of brain trauma, like restraint systems in cars and sports equipment, helmets to be worn for bicycles and other sports activities.
There are, of course, other kinds of injuries at amusement parks caused by mechanical failures or operator error. Disneyland had a fatality a few months ago, and state investigators said Disney employees didn't understand maintenance procedures. Disneyland officials declined comment for this report, but the Consumer Product Safety Commission says that even with the new extreme coasters, fatalities have remained flat for more than a decade, at 3 or 4 a year. Amusement industry lawyer Boyd Jensen says that no matter how many precautions are taken, moving human bodies rapidly through space is not risk-free.
We try to create fun and beauty. On the other hand, we're dealing with cold steel and our own fallibility. And there's no way we're going to avoid that. And I suppose, too, in a certain sense, that really that's why we want those amusement rides, is because down deep we know that. To be a whole person, we need to explore the limits of our capabilities.
The California Supreme Court is expected to rule in the next few months regarding the reclassification of amusement park rides as common carriers. That ruling could carry legal implications for other parks across the nation. John McChesney, NPR News, Los Angeles.